come for the gossip?
My daily dose of Hollywood.
Pretty Malik gossip.
Peace out, home fries.
On Virgin Radio.
She is the best in the country at doing it. She's given us the Oscars gossip and much more.
Yes.
Tell us, Pretty. Go on.
It is Oppenheimer's world and we are just living in it. They are truly the winners when it comes to the 2024 Oscars. They won 7 awards on the night, including Best Picture and Best Director. Shall we hear some of the speeches?
Let's go.
Let's hear from Cillian Murphy, who won Best Actor.
I'm a little overwhelmed. Thank you to the Academy, Chris Nolan and Emma Thomas. It's been the wildest, most exhilarating, most creatively satisfying journey you've taken me on over the last 20 years. I owe you more than I can say. All my fellow nominees, I remain in awe of you guys, truly. And I'm a very proud Irishman standing here tonight. So, you know, we made a film about the man who created the atomic bomb. And for better or for worse, we're all living in Oppenheimer's world. So I would really like to dedicate this to the peacemakers everywhere.
Yeah, well done, Cillian.
Yeah, I love him. And Robert Downey Jr., big moment for him after years and years in Hollywood. He got his first Oscar and dedicated the award to his lawyer.
My entertainment lawyer, Tom Hansen, of 40 years, the half of which he spent trying to get me insured and bailing me out of the hooscow. Thanks, bro. Avery X in Indio, this one's for you.
I mean,
you've got to love him, haven't you?
I love him. He's had a very, you know, interesting past, and I'm sure his lawyers have been working overtime for a majority of his career, but now I think they can settle and rest and be at ease. One of the big surprises that everyone is talking about is Best Actress. It went to Emma Stone for Poor Things, and she was just as surprised as everyone else. And as she went on stage to accept the award, she had a little bit of a wardrobe malfunction.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Oh, boy. My dress is broken. I think it happened during I'm Just Ken. I'm pretty sure. Oh, boy, this is really overwhelming. Sorry, okay. My voice is also a little gone. Whatever.
You like okay that. There, Emma? She was so surprised. She was genuinely shocked. I've never seen anyone look so genuinely shocked to win an award.
Wow.
She was like, is it me? Is it really me?
I'm just trying to remember which one Emma Stone is. Let me Google while you do the next story.
She was in Spider-Man.
Okay.
Spider-Man, yeah.
Yeah.
You know Emma Stone.
She was in the other one as well with McLovin or whatever it's called.
What?
What's it called? The McLovin one. It's so good.
Easy A?
No, it's like a comedy about some teenagers and she's in it and it's great. And it's got Jonah Hill in it as well. And McLovin's in it. I'll fight Superbad.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah,
Superbad. Okay, let's talk about Kate Middleton. So she surfaced over the weekend. They posted up a photo. And the official like photo agencies like Reuters and AP have pulled the photo from circulation because they believe it is AI'd, manipulated, that it is not a real photo.
Of Kate Middleton?
Of Kate Middleton. So they posted it on Mother's Day, right? Because it was UK Mother's Day yesterday.
Right.
And they posted it up. Now, this is concerning because Kate Middleton went in for an abdominal surgery a few months ago and no one had seen her. Like, no one has seen this woman. We have no idea where she is. There was like a grainy paparazzi photo about a week ago of her in a car, but no one's seen her. And then they posted this photo and everyone's like, looks a bit photoshopped. Not sure if it's her.
So what?
I have no idea.
Kate Middleton's been replaced by a clone isn't it?
That's one of the rumors.
One of the conspiracy theories.
Dear me.
And finally, Ariana Grande dropped a brand new album over the weekend.
Right.
And this is pretty cool. Now, Ariana Grande's grandmother, her nonna, has become the oldest person to chart on Spotify at the age of 98.
How is this?
Yay.
Because her nonna features in a song. It's the closing song of her album. It's called Ordinary Things.
And when he'd come home and I'd see him and the physical gets off that train, it was like seeing daylight. I mean, I could have packed up and left a million times. You know, it's not that we never fought. You can overcome that. You know, it's very easy, and that's like told to never go to bed without kissing goodnight.
Aww.
It's the worst thing to do. Don't ever do that. And if you can't, and if you don't feel comfortable doing it, you're in the wrong place. Get out.
love that.
Good advice from 98-year-old Nana. There she was responding to the question, how do you know when someone's the one? Yes. How do you know when that person is your person? Oh. So she's officially on the Spotify charts.
Is she from New York by any chance?
That's a true Italian-American New Yorker there for you.
Yep. She's going to go and get a cup of coffee.
That's right.
Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home friends.